Blog Talk Radio.
It's May 26th, 2019. Hello and welcome to Working for a Living, a radio show where progressives for change present opinions that matter. Tonight we're joined by co-host Jeff Brown and I'm your moderator, Leroy McKnight. Please remember, good leadership is never about power and control, but rather for the honor and the privilege of serving the members in the interest of the membership. Paul Harvey recently said, before he passed, self-importance has ruined more broadcasters than bad whiskey. Can you think of anything that could transcend into? Maybe labor? Working for a Living is a radio show, and it's a member of the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, and it's syndicated on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and Player FM. You may also follow us at 4_working on Twitter. We hope that all of our listeners are enjoying this Memorial Day weekend and are staying safe. Our announcements are abated and our emails are abated. Before we get into this very important emergency issue that's caused this show, we need to pay special tribute. This weekend, and most especially tomorrow, Memorial Day 2019, is a time of remembrance for all of our military, including veterans, active, and those who perished as they gave the greatest sacrifice for the United States of America. We also remember all of our family and friends who have passed away. And if anyone in your family has given the ultimate sacrifice, please allow us here at Working for a Living to honor that person with our genuinely sincere condolences to all of your family and friends. We're going to have more on this special show, but let us please now observe a moment of silence for all those people and military members that we honor today. Thank you. The following seems very fitting at this time in history, as 78 years ago, Franklin Delano Roosevelt spoke these words: "We look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms. The first is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his or her own way, everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want, everywhere in the world. The fourth is freedom from fear, anywhere in the world. Those are poignant words as we go forward with the rest of our show. You see, Friday, it came to my attention last night that Friday, one of the Ford facilities passed out a bulletin, and the bulletin was from Labor Relations Department. And not from the personnel director's office. The Labor Relations Department is a branch of the personnel director's office under human resources. And labor relations charge has been, over the decades, to negotiate, enforce the contracts and to adjust grievances from management's perspective, answer grievances. Let me read what the Labor Relations Department sent out. Labor Relations Bulletin, Ford Louisville Assembly Plant, May 24, 2019. Summer 2019, personal unpaid leaves of absence. Final assemblers only. Earlier this month, Louisville Assembly Plant conducted a survey for a temporary voluntary layoff during the summer months. Nearly 900 employees signed up for this option. As we work through that list, we will conduct a survey for employees that are interested in applying for a personal unpaid leave or leaves of absence during the summer months. This survey is open to final assemblers only. Final area assemblers that are interested in leaves will not be entitled to unemployment, short work week, and or sub benefits during the leaves. Conditions of the personal unpaid leaves of absence include, but not limited to, unpaid personal leave will be granted in 1 week increments, Monday through Sunday. TPT and STS employees are not eligible. Employees selected will be based upon the manpower needs of the department. The total number of employees selected will be distributed between shifts. If an employee is selected for unpaid personal leave, the decision is irrevocable. Employees that are interested in requesting an unpaid personal leave must complete the survey form on the back of the bulletin and return to Labor Relations no later than Wednesday, May 29, 2019. If you have any questions, please contact the Labor Relations Department. Labor Relations Department, Louisville Assembly Plant. That's their signature block. Jeff, before we, I made a few notes that are poignant. Jeff, you have any, first of all, I'll bring you on. Jeff, how are you doing this holiday?
I'm all right, Leroy. How are you?
I'm rather upset, actually. Yesterday was such a nice day in mid-Michigan. You know, it got to 84, and I went down to the National Cemetery. My mother's a veteran, and injured in the war. She was a disabled veteran, and as such qualified to be in the National Cemetery for military personnel. It was just gorgeous there. I mean, it's a long, winding boulevard road with flagpoles every 50 feet on the right, in the center, and on the far side of the boulevards. So there's three flags every 50 feet. Not stanchions. These are total flagpoles up 50 feet in the air with a nice flag flying. Very nice. At the end of the little boulevard that winds down into the cemetery, it had a large parade flag, and that parade flag was flying high, and just a light breeze to it. It was very nice. As I walked, I found my mom's grave easily. I know where it's at. As I walked through the gravesite onto hers, I noticed that the grass was just super green, almost a blue green. And anywhere there was supposed to be grass, including the boulevard and both sides of the road coming in and out, there wasn't a weed to be found. No quack grass, no crab grass, no nothing, just grass. Blue-green grass standing as straight up as it can be. And all of the grave markers, the headstones, had been trimmed perfectly and vacuumed, best that I could gather, because there was not even a blade of grass anywhere to be found on any of the markers. just beautiful, and this is all done by military personnel. Those listening can be proud of military personnel in our country. Your military is doing a fantastic job, and that's just one instance of how good they do and how well they're prepared. I've never seen anything like that. Nowhere in any cemetery that I've ever been in, ever, including that one in the past. It's, you know, been nice. But yesterday was just stunning in the maintenance and preparation for this holiday. Just amazing. And then last night, some of you may know I sing karaoke. I went to a place where there are some older folks and sang Lee Greenwood's God Bless USA, and everybody stood and put their hand on their heart and took their hat off and very respectful and paid tribute to our nation and everyone that's ever served in the military. So behind all of that, I get a call as I drove home with the subject of what we're about to talk about. So much, troubled so much so, by the person who reported this and myself, we decided that we probably ought to have an emergency show. And I checked with the rest of our team, and they concurred. We know it's the holiday and the middle of the holiday for us and others, but this is very important that everyone listen to this. People are being asked to do things that could ruin their career. So, with that said, as we break down this bulletin that I just read, again, initially the membership that was polled for voluntary, likely inverse seniority layoff. And that, Jeff, didn't you say that's in your agreement?
Yes.
For voluntary layoff, inverse seniority.
Yeah, it's in the board agreement, yeah.
Right. I don't believe anybody has a problem with that. Nobody. But once they conditioned these people with the request for an inverse seniority layoff, they went a step further. And they got about 900, as it reported on that document. I heard 940, but we'll stick with what they're saying. Once conditioned, you know, they asked them if they'd be interested in a personal leave of absence without pay. And this said temporary personal leave of absence without pay. Okay. But you need to make special note of the section here before all the bulleted items. And this document is on our .com and our .org. I'll post it on my page. But for the most part, this needs to be, you know, because we can protect it on our .com and .org because we're, you know, a member of the Broadcaster Association. We can protect our sources. So ahead of all the bulleted items, said conditions of the personal unpaid leave is with an S of absence include, but not limited to. See, that's very important language. That means that this includes all those five bullets that they're talking about, and I mentioned earlier. But it's not limited to those. They could add to at any time and put language in there that completely reverses this. So keep in mind, and we're going to cover that probably again, but this is an open-ended statement. Okay? Open-ended. Very, very dangerous. Okay? Temporaries were not invited to volunteer, so they are only targeting seniority employees, members of our union, anybody with seniority. So that's significant. It's one of the telling things about their motivation. Why not just have it for everybody, right? I limit it to just seniority people? This is a question that you have to ask yourself. Okay. The language in this management request for volunteers is open-ended, and we talked about that. Okay. Note the language, to include but not limited to. That's legal language. It means they can add anything they want. Anything. After you sign it. Okay? Thus, Ford can virtually do anything with that language that you sign. Okay? Personal unpaid leaves are generally at the request of the member or the worker, employee. And this management request is unprecedented in my recollection. I've never seen management request unpaid leave of absence. We take unpaid leave of absence. And, in my opinion, it can be a policy violation due a policy grievance, because this is supposed to be at the request of the member. That's what this was for. Okay, for them to ask for this, again, is unprecedented in my opinion. And again, it's open-ended. You know, and members would have to sign agreeing that this would likely not be, and this would likely not be grievable as a member volunteered for this leave containing open-ended language. In other words, if you didn't like the outcome, the ultimate outcome, that you go to your union rep and say, hey, I don't agree with this. And the first question is going to come out, did you sign this request for personal leave? Yeah. Did it contain this language to include but not limited to? Yes, it did. Well, that you gave management the absolute right to change anything in that agreement. It's not grievable. Why did you sign it? Now, let's get into some more. You know, so that we don't know that that's the case, but, you know, that's probably going to happen if you sign something that's open-ended and want it to be grieved, because you signed it, voluntarily signed it. You know, again, management's targeting seniority employees with this request. Okay, now let me tell you my experience with an administrative leave of absence, also known as personal leave of absence. I didn't know a fellow that took this. He signed up for it, personal administrative leave of absence, and it was granted. And then he wanted to come back to work. And they said, we're not hiring off the street now. Yeah, but I had this leave of absence. It's just a leave. Right, but we only bring people back from that status when we're hiring off the street for full-time permanent employment. And he said it took him years to get back, about 3 years as I recall. And this happened at Chevrolet Flint Manufacturing. Okay, and they put him in, like, arguably one of the toughest departments where a lot of lifting occurred every day, all day. And he soon transferred out, but, you know, he was with us because soon he had, in the end, more seniority. So let's just say that they change it and say it's not a temporary and it's permanent. Let's just say that they change it and say, oh, you already agreed to no unemployment or subpay or benefits while you're off. That's already something you signed for. In other words, if you had an illness or your child had an illness during this personal leave, temporary, quote, you wouldn't have health care. And, you know, if they made it permanent and said, oh, you know, there's, your seniority will not accrue while you're off on this. That's one of the things that would work under the language, because we, at least I looked it up. Normally your seniority would accrue. But they could change that and say, no, it doesn't accrue. You're done. Essentially, you're out of work. Oh, geez, I didn't think it was going to be that. But you signed a document that said this, but not limited to. Okay? That means they can change, they can add to it. Not limited to gives them open-ended. Remember, the corporations have PhDs, people with master's degrees, lawyers, highly trained labor representatives, aware of the law, and they sit around in the labor relations department and cook up bullshit just like this to try and somehow reduce headcount and get their brownie points so they can move up the ladder, having done a great job against us and for the company. They're next rung on the ladder is your loss of work, potentially. Again, this is all our opinion, but, you know, I don't know if you want to be that guy that was out of there 3 years. And when was the last time that anybody was hiring full-time permanent employees off the street? Because they hired temporaries now, don't they? So that part of their policy is almost antiquated. Once they get you out on a personal or administrative leave of absence, and then they change it after you're out there, you're done. Because this is very risky, highly dangerous for you to even consider this. And I'll let Jeff give his thoughts on the idea, because this was his thought when I mentioned it to him, the idea of anything unpaid. Jeff, you want to jump in there? Unpaid?
Yeah. We don't like to recommend people leaving work without pay. That includes taking early outs in the plants, which happens pretty much most of the time back in the day, because everybody came to work, they'd be overstaffed. And the plant doesn't want to do that. They don't want to run with extra people. So they will ask for early outs with no pay. And we have always, at Flat Rock, we have always tried to tell people not to take early outs with no pay, because, again, you're not working, you're not getting paid for it. This here does bother me, because you're not going to get unemployment. I don't know why Louisville has decided to make this decision, but if I was wanting to take the summer off, I would want my unemployment, and they're not going to give it to you. Now, I realize a lot of people, you know, have health conditions and the heat really gets to them. I understand that. We're not getting any younger. But that's the part that bothers me the most here, is that you're not going to get unemployment. It doesn't say how long the leave is going to be. That's not what I found reading this. I know I've got some friends from Flat Rock working down there in Louisville, and I hope they understand what's going on and not take the leave of absence. And shame on the international for allowing this to happen. Because nothing happens inside those plants without the international knowing. We had a year and a half ago, we had people who were offered buyouts to take an early retirement. Well, we have a couple people who signed up, and once they realize how much their pension is, all of a sudden they want to go back to work. Sorry, you signed it, the paperwork, and they ain't going to let you come back. Just think about that for a while. This could affect you in a very long-term situation that you don't want to be in. That's my thoughts, Leroy. That really worries me about the no time limit. It does say for the summer months, right?
Yeah, it says temporary. It does say temporary,
yeah.
But, you know.
Okay, temporary. Temporary voluntary during the summer months, yeah. All right, but that's 3 months. You could lose your health care. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but you could do that. That's another thing you want to think about. Your health care, I think, is paid for by the union, if I remember correctly. It's been a while. But your optical and your dentals is gone. But still, you're leaving without pay. It's not what you want to do. And that's the biggest sticking point for me, Leroy. It's no pay, no unemployment, no subpay. And I don't know. It's not right.
Yeah. It's not right, Jeff. And the whole notion that at a time when they're trying to reduce headcount, staff members, from our ranks, they're offering this, quote, temporary personal leave of absence, unpaid. If you're out more than 30 days, you lose your health care, dental, vision, and health care at the end of 30 days. That's it. Okay, just understand that. That's well known, okay? And this is an unpaid leave of absence, supposed to be temporary. If it was genuine offer, they would not have put that phrase at the end of it to include, but not limited to. You are signing something that is unlimited if you sign this. And they can reduce you from the rank. And by the way, remember, the temporaries aren't being asked, only the seniority people. So this is intended to only address seniority people that are, you know, Social Security numbers in their file, permanent file, as opposed to temporary. So if you sign this, there is a better than even chance that they will, in fact, change, add to this document because you signed something that allows them to negatively affect not just the summer, your entire life that you've worked for. Let's say you sign up for this and you got 23-year seniority. And you signed up and signed an unlimited document to allow them to do anything to you while you're out on leave, including change it to make it permanent. And you're out there on leave of absence. Oh, well, sure, your pension be vested. Because it is after 5 years. We worked hard on getting that in the early 90s. It was 10 years. So if you got more than 5 years, you'd have a vested pension at age 62, which you could claim only at today's rate. But between now and age 62, there's a real possibility you won't be working for Ford if you signed this. And that's our opinion. But you look at that language, and if you don't like what we're saying, you take it to your personal lawyer. And, oh, by the way, you don't have a lot of time because they're wanting an answer Wednesday. So they hand this out on a Friday before the holiday, trying to jam it down your throat, thinking, oh, this is just a voluntary inverse seniority layoff. But it's a hell of a lot more than that. And let me just say this. This came to my attention late last night, and it's been, you know, this morning, because I didn't want to wake everybody up in the middle of the night, spread around in our group, our team. And everybody agreed this is dangerous language. Could cost you your job. That's our opinion. You can find out from a lawyer if they agree. Go contact your own lawyer. Okay, you got to have a lawyer, somebody that thinks like a lawyer, not a lawyer, but somebody that thinks like a lawyer and sees this kind of language in there and says, this is dangerous for you to sign. Okay, it's important enough that we're doing an emergency special show. We weren't, as you may have, if you follow us, known, last week we announced we were going to have a show this week because it's Memorial Day and everybody should be with their families. But this is so important to those people because we don't want them to lose their job that we thought we'd come out and have a special show, emergency show, to try and prevent people from losing their job. On the other hand, the local union shop committee also has this information. And by now, the international, like Jeff said, by now the international has this, and they are moot on the issue. They have said nothing, nothing at all to tell you what you may be signing. You can sign it. It's a personal choice. You do what you want to do. Just know that this is inappropriate, risky, and outright dangerous to you to member if you signed this. Okay? Because they can add to the five bullets to completely change any one of the five bullets or more. Because if they were genuine, they would say, these are the conditions, period. They've said, these are the conditions to include, but not limited to. They can change the conditions. And remember, you're the seniority people that are being targeted, and the temporaries are not even allowed. I'll go out on a limb and say it's at least my recommendation that no one sign this, in my opinion. If you do, you are putting your job, your family's welfare, and long-time standard of living at risk. This is contract time, and these snakes in the grass are going to try and do everything they can to harm us. Be aware of what you sign. As a matter of fact, I'm going to recommend you do not sign a damn thing. And that's been bandied about for a long time, that whole process. Don't sign anything, including a discipline. Refuse to sign. You don't have to sign it. Refuse to sign it because, you know, they will tell you that, you're just signing it that you accepted. This is receipt of the document. But they can manipulate that just about any way they want to in after the fact, saying that you acknowledged and accepted the discipline as such. So just never sign anything. There's no point in signing. You already signed the papers for employment. Come in. Unless you're signing retirement or transfer to a plant for your personal choice. And a lot of Lordstown people got forced somewhere else. They had to sign to go. You know, there's certain exceptions to that rule. But mostly, when they come around asking you to do something like this, with that kind of language, to include but not limited to, these five bullets, to include these five bullets but not limited to, essentially what it says. Don't sign it. We've done our part to educate you tonight. Jeff, do you have any more on this particular matter?
Yeah, I mean, Leroy brought up a good point. Never volunteer for nothing because you don't know what's going to happen during that time period. Don't volunteer. Make them run over where they have to lay you off with unemployment. And give in to the company. Make sure they come out and offer at least the unemployment. That's my opinion.
We worked hard to get these benefits. People gave up a lot on strike when we were more able to strike easier without the threat of being replaced. I just got a note from somebody that said that International's spreading it around. Be prepared for a 6-month strike, by the way. Sign some document like this, they might not have to worry about it. You know, and the international and local union, you need to address this issue. This is wrong that you're standing mute on this. You haven't said anything. That you're not doing anything. There needs to be a policy grievance written because this should not be, management should not be the moving party on this on a personal leave, in my opinion. Okay, so having said that, is anybody that's got their hand up? Let's take a look. We got a number of people out here. No hands up. All right. So thanks, everybody, for coming to the show, listening from all around the world, essentially, trying to figure out what's going on here in the United States with corporate America that seems to think they run the country and can take advantage of unwitting people anytime they want to by putting, you know, inappropriate language in something they want them to sign. Okay? They didn't negotiate this with the union. They're just putting it out there like a little piece of bait on the end of a fishing hook trying to get you a bite and then clamp down on you and destroy your life. We used to do different things to address that in the past when they did that. We don't do them anymore, but it's maybe, you know, there's some people out there that just bad people. This is wrong that they've even offered this to you, and they ought to be sending an apology out that they even offered this to the members. This is not a provision of our agreement that they offer this. Provision of our agreement that person in need apply for a personal leave of absence. And it doesn't say on that these five bullets, to include these five bullets, but not limited to. So, there's some other people out there in your own local union there, and it's Louisville, that have expressed the same thing we've said here. You could lose your job behind this. Our people, when I ran it by them, and they just did get the bulletin themselves, said that you'd have to look and see how it was written. And when it had this language in there, this is something that's very problematic because it's open-ended. It didn't say, you know, a genuine offer. This is a disingenuous offer that's open-ended. So, having said that, well, anything else, Jeff? you know, want to say about Memorial Day?
No, Leroy, I don't have nothing else to say.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And there's nobody with their hand up in the switchboard, so we're good. I'll just say, all of you listening around the world, thank you for listening. This is a bad time for our union when management tries to pull this kind of crap. And I want to thank our friends in Mexico and Canada. Everybody be aware that this is something they might try to pull on you. Please be aware. This is horrible. Horrible that Ford would put this out at a time when they just cut, according reportedly, just cut 23,000 salary workers by Friday. They started the 21st, and they were completed by Friday the 25th. And that meant people with just a couple of years to go to retirement. So they just laid them off. They're all done. They're salary people. They're all done. There's no seniority in salary. They didn't like it. They just walked up to them and said, you're done, at will. Remember we talked about at will, right? They did that. Not just by seniority, they did it to senior people with just a couple of years to retire. Further making the case that we need good, strong unions in our United States. So, Mexico and Canada, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. All the workers, union and non-union, in our country, I hope you see the value of good, strong union as people get cut close to retirement, lose their job. Just wrong. Just absolutely wrong. So thank you for listening. You have a good night, a safe and wonderful Memorial Day as you honor those who have served our country in the past, currently, and will be in the future. Thank you so very much. Good night, listeners. Good night, Jeff.
Good night.